All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese live at Eagles camp as the Eagles and the Browns just wrapped up a joint practice. Two of two, Ike Reese, and joining us right now is an all-timer
sir.
In front of us right now, Fletcher Cox. What's up, Fletch?
Yeah, not much, man. What's going on?
Well, one of my faves, man, and I've never been shy about saying that about Fletcher. Fletcher's been here a while. It's going into his 12th year. I know you don't like to hear that, big dog, but that's something you should be proud of, man. 12 years, same organization. You've seen the highs. You've seen the lows. What's it been like for you going into this training camp?
It's been good, man. You know, it's kind of, you know, one of them things where it never gets old. It's always, you know, fun. You know, 12 years at the same, you know, facility. It's been fun. I've been enjoying every moment of it.
So I would imagine after 12 years, it can become a little monotonous, a little boring or what have you. How do you keep yourself sort of excited, keep your energy up so that you can keep up with some of these young bucks out here? How do you keep yourself going?
Just hanging around those guys, you know, seeing them, you know, obviously just helping them, you know, watch them grow and, you know, me learning myself. I learned from those guys too. Even though they're rookies and second, third year players, you know, I still can learn. You know, different things. We talk it out, and obviously we come on the field, enjoy it. And my biggest thing to them, I just teach them, you know, ways of practicing, how to practice hard, what it really means. And, you know, so far it's been good.
What's it like having a bunch of Georgia Bulldogs? You're an SEC guy, Mississippi State. How annoying are they with the success Georgia's having?
No, they're all right. You know, it's been good playing with those guys, you know. But Mississippi State is the real Bulldog, so let's not get that mistaken.
So now you've went from, I'm sure you remember coming in the league, the veterans that you played when you were a young player. Now you're the veteran. These guys are looking to you like this is an all-time Eagle. How good are these young guys? What's it like being in camp with them this year?
It's been a special group. I think this chance, we got a chance to be a special group. You know, we got a lot, still got a lot to keep growing with. You know, obviously it'll be some growing pains, but, you know, it's one of them things you just keep chipping away, you know, and always get in sync. And I say it every year, you know, it's going to take some time. You know, it's going to take maybe week three, week four, week five until we actually start, you know, the timing starting to get right and everybody know what everybody will be. So it's always fun going through that process.
You had a chance to sort of mentor Jordan last year, his first year. You got Jalen coming in this year. Just give me a little something on Jordan, what you see different from him this year compared to what he was as a rookie coming in last year.
He just know kind of what to expect. You know, it's just one of them things, you know, coming in and camping. He kind of knew he had to kind of, you know, mature and grow, you know, real fast, you know, being that it's his second year now. And, you know, he's got to be a first, second, third down guy for us. And I don't think, you know, that's phased him one bit. You know, he's working himself into, you know, that football shape to be able to play those 40 to 45 snaps a game. And, you know, he know what he got to do to get there.
Jalen, what's been your first impression of watching Jalen Carter?
Wow. You know, the first time, you know, I seen him in team drills and, you know, obviously I was here for a couple of days in the offseason, but, you know, first time seeing him in team drills and just seeing just how, you know, how strong the guy is, you know, the way that he moves, and you see why he was probably should have been number one pick in the draft. You know, I think he's special, and I'm glad to hear.
Last year you guys obviously had historic numbers as far as sacks, top defense, and one of the top defenses in the NFL. This year you lost a couple of guys. You're going to be facing different teams, better quarterbacks this year. How good's the defense this year, do you think?
We got a chance to be good. You know, obviously still training camp, so we got to, you know, find our identity, find out where we're good at, just keep, you know, keep chipping away like that week to week.
When you look back at your time here, I said 12 years, you've seen the highs and the lows, man. You came in Andy's last year was your first year. He got fired. Chip came in. Doug came in. You guys won a Super Bowl. And now you're with Nick Sirianni when you got back to the Super Bowl. When you think back on your 12 years, what are some of the things that you like to think about? I know the Super Bowl, obviously, but what are some of the other things when you think about being a Philadelphia Eagle you like to think about?
It's just the ups and the downs, you know, the fan base. You know, they're there. You know, when you're good, they let you know. When you stink, they let you know. So I think that's what's so tough about this city is you got to have thick skin to play, you know, any sport in the city or they'll run you out of here, you know, just mentally. But, you know, like you said, the ups and the downs, I've been there, part of it. And, you know, the downs, I don't want to be a part of it, especially in this city. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, for me, just, you know, embracing every moment, every chance I get, you know, to be an Eagle.
Fletcher Cox joins us here. We're live at Eagles camp. Last 2 days against the Browns, how do you think the defense did yesterday and today?
I think it was good. I think both teams got better in all phases. I think, you know, they made some plays, we made some plays, and, you know, they're pros too, right? So, let's, you know, you have to respect that. But overall, I think, you know, their offense got better, our defense got better. It was something different for us.
How much does the Super Bowl still Does it still burn? Have you been able to just move off and not think about it? Maybe with the benefit of winning in 2018 maybe help, but does it still burn losing that game?
It was so many hours ago. I just kind of forget about it. It's a new season and it's a new team. So, you know, looking forward to a special group this year.
Well, it's talking about this season, a lot of people wonder, like, okay, where does Fletcher fit in? We know what we've gotten from Fletcher throughout his career. A couple young dogs in there with you now that you're going to be a mentor with. What's this season going to be like for you? Do you expect to have the same role you've had in years past? Do you expect to take a little bit of a lesser role? What's it been so as far as your expectations?
I mean, my role is my role. They know that I'll be out there and, you know, to my 40, 45 snaps a game, you know, that's always, you know, where they want me at. And I don't see that number going down. You know, the way that we practice, the way that they take care of us here, and, you know, the way that, you know, that we play, we rotate so much. So, you know, hopefully I am playing 30 snaps, 35 snaps a game. That means we're winning. That means we're doing a good job.
Mm. Your body feeling good?
I feel great.
Yeah. You got your counterpart with you, man, BG. You guys going back and forth with this sack record here with the team, right?
Yeah, we are going back and forth with that.
When he gets, or when you get one, he gets one, yeah,
right?
Or
it's,
vice versa.
It's just one of them things, and I think that's kind of what keeps us young.
Yeah.
You know, especially with us being around for so long, I think that kind of keeps us young. And that's a little competitive edge that him and I got going, and we always talk about it. So, you know, hopefully I can pull away from him this year to be excited. So I'm looking forward to that.
One more on that. In all seriousness, you two, over a decade together as teammates, we've seen you guys mic'd up. Love hearing the banter back and forth between you guys. Sometimes you got to calm BG down out there on the field. You thought about what that's going to be like going to battle again with your brother you've been going with over a decade?
It's always looking forward to going out there with BG, because to me it's number one is very special. You know that. You know, how much respect I got for BG, and, you know, vice versa. And the biggest thing is, people probably get tired of hearing this, but he's been my locker mate for that long. 12 years, he's been my locker mate. And we see eye to eye, but to us, it's, you know, it's bigger than football. You know, we talk about ball and things like that, but more of his family things. And, you know, when he's down, and I'm always there because I can always feel his energy. When I'm down, he's always there because he can feel my energy. So that's the thing that a lot of people forget about, that we're human also. But, you know, I enjoy being around BG.
Fletcher, thank you. Go hit the showers. You worked up. Okay, it's hot out today, wasn't it?
It's a little steamy out there today.
All right, thanks.
It's all good, brother.
Thank you.
Yep.